It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
I've mentioned on the show many times that my husband washes himself with a bar of soap from head to toe, or I should say used to wash himself from head to toe until he tried David's wonderful Pure Attitude products for men, and he loves them. But I think a lot of men maybe aren't putting enough time into it, or maybe they're concerned about buying certain beauty, I have my little air quotes here, you know, products. What do you think, David?
Well, you're right. I mean, being in the business, I got to tell you, I have a teenage son, and he's embarrassed when people ask what I do. He just says my dad's a chemist and leaves it at that. And I kind of laugh. If I go to a store and want to check out competitive products, he kind of walks away because he's embarrassed that I'm on the beauty aisle. But I got to tell you, I think the greatest thing for me, besides doing this radio show, I do a lot of interviews because we have an important message to get out about safe beauty. And my favorite is when I get a male host, and they always go, I love it. They get this little bit of an attitude and said, David, I don't use any beauty products, so go ahead and tell the ladies about what you want to tell them. And I'm thinking, oh, that was a little snide. Okay, excuse me. So I all of a sudden get a little bit of fun here, and I start going, well, you don't use any products at all? No, David, go ahead, tell the ladies. And I'm thinking, none at all? None at all. Okay, well, then I'll talk about me, and I won't put you on the spot. And I start talking about how I used a body wash this morning when I took a shower. I used a shampoo. I used a hair conditioner. I got out of the shower, and when I dried off, I shaved and used a shave cream. I used an aftershave or moisturizer, and I'll go further, but then I put on a deodorant. I used a hair gel, a hair spray, and I'm going to tell you the one that most guys certainly don't realize they do, and that's toothpaste. Toothpaste is a beauty product. And so first of all of a sudden they start going, okay, you got me. I do use some of those products. Oh, and don't forget a cologne. Okay, we could add more. So all of a sudden, they now all of a sudden can relate and go, oh my gosh, I use beauty products, so your message is going to apply over to us. And I really have two messages. One is the safe beauty in avoiding hazardous chemicals and flip it and learn to read the labels. But the other is, guys, things have changed over the years. So you no longer have to be this tough guy that doesn't use anything. We all use products. You just don't like using the word beauty products. It's personal care. So you want to start off looking for things that are going to help themselves look good. Technology has changed. I think in the old days, guys equate beauty products to cold creams that smell florally and they're these heavy creams. We don't want to feel that on our skin. So you jump to things that technology's changed. They don't have to smell bad. They can smell sporty or like a forest green or something along that. But you said it. Your husband used to use a bar of soap, and most of us guys do out of laziness. But that's the worst thing you can use. Guys need to start changing how they do it. There's new technology, and use things that are good for the skin. If I go to the gym to work out, I learn to eat healthy. We're hitting our midlife crisis. We may drive a sports car trying to fight it. Okay. So if you're doing all those things, what about having healthy, good-looking skin? And the way to do that is start with a liquid body wash, first of all, not using a bar of soap. And you said your husband's made this change.
Oh, he has. He uses your Active. Tell us a little bit about that one, because he loves it. And that has a great texture.
Two things. Well, first, I got to point out, as I say that to you, you start shaking your head like we're on TV. We're on radio now.
But I'm looking at you.
There you go. Okay. First of all, I created something that is soap-free. Soap is very drying to the skin and disrupts the skin's natural functions and the pH. Second, the base of it is no water. It is all moisturizing ingredients. And so in doing so, we can moisturize the body. You can then use it to wash your hair. But let's keep going before we run out of time. A guy, you then want to use the proper shave cream. The old-fashioned shave creams, to me, are like the old-fashioned cold creams. Their old technology, throw them out. To get a good shave, just like razors have changed, we used to have a straight edge razor, and then we got a single blade, then a double blade. Now we're up to 10 quadrillion blades that cost a fortune. The key is getting a good shave cream that goes with it. The old-fashioned creams foam up, dry out the skin because they're made of soap. Read the label. It says sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a carcinogen or cancer-causing chemical. Use ingredients that will moisturize the skin, add lubricity so the blade will slide along the beard, and shave and moisturize the skin at the same time. Now, I will tell you, because we shave, us guys, we don't have to exfoliate our skin as often as you ladies do. And you want to get rid of dead skin cells, because as we age, the cell turnover process slows down. But when we shave, we actually are removing with the hair a small layer of the dead skin cells. So for us, that's one less step we have to worry about. But the most important thing, I think, for us guys is, again, technology changes, isn't the aftershave that's the old alcohol base that stings a little. Aftershaves today are very moisturizing and filled with anti-aging ingredients. So you could look for an aftershave that goes where the beard area is. My preference is a moisturizer or gel cream, as your husband's using from us. Whether you call it an aftershave or they buy it as a moisturizing gel cream, it'll absorb quickly, deliver all kinds of new technology to hydrate the skin, fight the signs of aging, and can be used all over. And it is considered the norm now. So today, because of new technology, guys can now have a better shave, had a better wash in the shower without drying out their skin. They can moisturize the skin. And I'm going to tell you, one of the most important things is to use an eye cream or eye gel and dab it around the eyes. The eyes are completely different than the rest of the skin. It's thinner. So you want to help fight the signs of aging. And like I said, we all work out. We all eat healthy. We all want to look younger. So why not take care of your skin? These aren't beauty products. These are men products created just for us guys.
It's so true, David. I have to say, my husband looks and smells fabulous. And the other thing I have to say is I love that word lubricity. I had never heard that before until we started doing this show. It's like my new favorite word, lubricity.
Well, at the end of the day, all it really means is when that blade slides along your skin, first of all, some guys will try with no shave cream. All you're going to do is get nicks and cuts. I know. Nice. Some people believe you need a shave oil. Well, that oil to me is a thick, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's going to leave a thick layer that's only going to interfere with the blade. So to me, you don't want to shave oil. You want to find a lotion-based shave cream that doesn't create this big aerosol can foam, because that foam, again, is just soap. It's the bubbles from the soap that's going to only dry out the skin. So as you've talked about, I have created some. I'm not here to just sell my product. But what I want to do is educate the men that are listeners to what they can find out there. There is new technology that will provide a better shave than ever. Just like razor blades have changed, with the right shave cream, your blades will last longer. They are expensive blades. And I'll tell you one tip, when you're done shaving, especially with those expensive blades, just towel dry it real quick. Don't slide it along because the blade is sharp, but just dab it real quick against your towel. And the dryness, now that you've dried it off, that blade will last 2-3 times as long, because otherwise the water will just create buildup or rust it and it'll wear out quicker.
Well, David, I did listen to you. I listened to you on many things. I finally took my razor out of the shower, and it has lasted longer. So thank you. I should have known better. But that's a whole show. Why are razors so flippin' expensive?
Because we're willing to pay it. No, with new technology, just like in any category, they're going to be able to charge a premium. So as they come out with new TVs, new recording devices, they're able to charge a premium. Well, the new blades are providing a better shave than any of us guys have ever experienced. If you go back just to my teen years, I used to cut myself all the time. Today, it's actually difficult to cut yourself shaving. My son is shaving. I think to myself, he has no idea what we went through. So having the right shave cream and the right blade makes a huge difference. And you know what? So you pay a little bit extra for it. But you want to make them last as long as you can if you are.
Yeah, it's so worth it. Speaking of your shave cream, I know I mentioned this on another show. The smell is heaven. I could just sit there and inhale it. I absolutely love it. Now, I know you don't use any synthetic fragrances. What do you use to get that smell? Is it essential oils or what is it?
You know, it's actually...
The smell is great.
It's a combination of natural extracts, and a lot of people don't realize you can get nice-smelling products, scents that you can't even imagine that smell as wonderful as your best colognes, naturally, through essential oils and extracts. The synthetic products contain all kinds of solvents that can actually irritate the skin. Some of them contain cancer-causing chemicals. So there is all types of new technology for great anti-aging products, great smelling products, and they're not harmful to the body or to the skin. And so us guys need to adapt to the changing times, just like we have with other things in our life, and start making us have healthy skin just by taking care of it like we do the rest of our bodies.
Well, for the gals listening, I say take the bar of soap out of the shower, or get David's Pure Attitude line for men and just stick it in there, and he'll just use it because it's there, right, David? I mean, if you're like looking around going, what am I going to use? You just go ahead and use it.
Exactly. So don't use a bar of soap. Use a liquid body wash. Take care of your skin like you do your body. Men, take care of your skin as well. This is David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.